Peter says, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? You can just see Peter asking that question. What do we get out of this, Lord? And God, Jesus graciously responds, truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The renewal of all things. What is not included in all things? Well, I mean, will he renew literature? Will he renew sports? Will he renew the world itself? Will he renew culture? Will he renew business? Will he renew relationships? All things covers a lot of ground. Christ must remain in heaven until the time comes, Peter said in one of his early sermons, the time comes for God to restore everything. Again, everything. In the original Greek, everything means everything, and that's why it's translated everything. As he promised long ago through his holy prophets. Yeah, that's what the prophets we were just looking at. That's what they said. The dream of a global Eden of heaven on earth wasn't our dream. It was and it is God's dream. So Daniel says he, that is Messiah, was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, not just 1,000 years, that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. But the saints of the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Again, not just for 1,000 years on the old earth, but forever on a new earth. They will possess it forever, the NIV says. Yes, forever and ever. And then, as Daniel 7 says, then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven. What's under the whole heaven? Earth. The earth is always what's under the heavens. Will be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High. Our Father will entrust the rulership of that world to us. What does that remind you of? Adam and Eve. He gives them dominion over his creation. His kingdom on earth will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him.